glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
That's right. We are so glad that you're here. Hello there. You are listening to Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and here we are. It is Thursday, April the 19th, 2012 already. Well, I hope things are going well with you. Mark Burns gave me the week off last week, so I was like, I woke up last Thursday morning, and I feel like, wow, I don't have anything to do, and that's a good thing every now and then. So thanks to Mark Burns for letting me have last Thursday off. Got to oversleep a little bit and take care of some stuff around the house. So it is an honor, though, to be back here with you. And busy last couple of days in my household. My wife and I, we went to a marriage conference in Indianapolis. I think the marriage conference was called Love Worth Fighting For. And it was actually hosted by Kirk Cameron. Remember Kirk Cameron? He was in that one show, Growing Pains. Well, he's a big believer now, and he's all about marriage and celebrating marriage, and a great guy, a great man of God. So my wife and I had a great weekend in Indianapolis this past weekend, and I just was kind of just thinking about it a little bit. You know, a lot of people know that Christians, according to the Bible, are not for gay marriage or having any marriage relations before getting married. And I was just kind of thinking, you know, a lot of people know that, but we need to make sure that our marriages as believers are a testimony to everybody else, not only our friends and family, but those who don't go to church. So I was just kind of thinking about that as my wife and I were at the marriage conference, like, you know, we really need to make sure that our marriages as believers are a testimony to everybody else so we can promote and demonstrate what a good, godly marriage means and what it looks like. So I encourage you to just take advantage of some of those opportunities to fine-tune or put some maintenance on your marriage with your spouse, and I'll highly recommend that as well. Well, last week, I wanted to share this with you because I thought this was hilarious. I was invited to the first ever guys' night out with Mark Burns and our good friend Pastor Bill Thompson, who's the pastor at First Baptist in Paxton. And I was all excited that, well, like, you know, they invited me to guys' night, you know, so I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm all excited. So I made sure, my wife told me that I needed to look nice. So I I made sure that I looked nice, you know, put a nice dress shirt on and so forth. So I was all kind of like, okay, you know, I don't know what they're going to wear. So I'm going to wear something nice to guys' night. I don't know what to expect. And I walk in and there's Mark Burns. His hair is all messed up. He's wearing a raggedy old t-shirt with the flannel shirt on over it. I'm thinking, you know, I feel a little overdressed here. Just a little overdressed, but no, it was a good time of fellowship last week for guys' night. But hey, lots of fun stuff coming up. Actually, Mark Burns will not be wearing his flannel jacket or anything like that when he goes to the Olive Garden next Tuesday night. At least I hope not. For the Great News Radio meet and greets at the Olive Garden in Champaign. Are you a big fan of the Olive Garden? I absolutely love it. It's going to be coming up on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, the 24th, from 4:30 to 6:30, you'll have an opportunity to meet so many wonderful friends of the station, staff members. I'm going to be there. I'm so excited about this. And all dinner entrees, by the way, will be reduced, I think, by like $2.50, about 20% off your bill. On Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Olive Garden in Champaign. If you need the address, it's 30 East Anthony Drive in Champaign. 30 East Anthony Drive in Champaign, coming up on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30. And I'll tell you what, I'm actually looking forward to this. I'm going to build up this appetite leading up into Tuesday. I'm going to have their breadsticks. I'm planning this out. I mean, I know we're a few days ahead, but I got this piece of paper right here that I'm going to remind myself. I'm going to take advantage of those breadsticks, going to enjoy their salad, enjoy that soup, and don't tell my wife this, but I'm going to try some of their dessert. The tiramisu that they have there, fantastic. But that's between you and me. Don't tell my wife that, okay? She should not have any knowledge of me having that dessert. So hopefully you can make it out on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Olive Garden in Champaign. Hey, our devotional will be from John chapter 9 here just a couple of minutes right after this beautiful, beautiful hymn. It's called As the Deer, right here on Great News Radio. Beautiful hymn. I love this song. It's called As the Deer, right here on Great News Radio. Well, happy Thursday to you. My name is Joey Kroll, and our devotion for today comes from John chapter 9. I believe there is so many wonderful little nuggets, so to speak, nuggets of knowledge that actually I have found just reading this text here in the last couple of weeks. It's about Jesus healing a man born blind. Remember that passage in John chapter 9? Starts out in verse 1. As he went along, he saw a blind man born from birth. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he is born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in this world, I am the light of the world." And I thought this next verse was always interesting, just growing up and just reading this. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Remember growing up and reading that verse and learning about it in Sunday school, all the kids would be like, "Ew, gross," and all the boys will be like, "Yeah, mud, awesome." But Jesus used mud. He spit on the ground, made some mud with some of his saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. And interesting, that was the same substance that we were created with. Weird, huh? Verse 7, "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam," which that word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Wow. So this man went in the pool of Siloam, washed his eyes out, and he saw. Kind of makes me think. You know, Jesus told him, go to the pool of Siloam. The guy could have been like, this doesn't make sense. I'm not doing that. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, go to the pool. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I'm blind and you put mud on my eyes and this is weird. And what do you think would have happened if he didn't listen to Jesus? Do you think he could have seen? See, friend, his obedience brought his healing. Mm. So the man went home and so forth. We read about how they asked, the Pharisees saw him and they questioned him, who is this Jesus and so forth. So in verse 13 of John chapter 9, they brought to the Pharisees the man who had been born blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was on the Sabbath. Oh no! Therefore the Pharisees also asked how he had received his sight. He put mud in my eyes, the man replied. I washed, and now I see. I bet they were thinking, he put what in your eyes? They're probably looking down on him like, you went yahoo on us here. Verse 16, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others asked, how can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet. They still did not believe that he had gone blind, that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son, they asked? Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that he can see? We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know that he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That's why his parents said, he is of age. Ask him. See, as I was studying this part, where his parents said, don't ask me, ask him, because they were afraid to be kicked out of church, they were willing to throw their own son under the bus, so to speak, so they can keep their membership of the church. They don't want to lose their seat in their favorite pew because they were too religious. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God by telling the truth, they said. We know this man is a sinner. They were referring to Jesus. He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know, I was born blind, and now I see. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this man reminds me of our salvation. I was blind, but hallelujah, now I see. When they were kept on asking him, who is this man? Who is this man that healed you? Tell me more about him. What happened? And this blind man who now can see said, I don't know. The only thing that I know that I was blind and now I see. You know, you ask my 9-year-old Timothy, you ask him to talk about theology and some of the Old Testament stuff. He doesn't know that, but all he knows that Jesus Christ saved him from his sins. That's what he knows. He may not be able to tell you all of that stuff. I may not be able to tell you all that stuff, but all I know is that I was blind, but hallelujah, now I see. Then they asked him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? They were frustrated because he was doing work on the Sabbath. He answered, I have told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to be his disciple too? I don't know if you caught that. Let me say that again. I have told you already, you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciple too? That main word was too. He already considered himself a disciple of Jesus Christ. Then they hurled insults at him and said, you are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes." We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he can do nothing. To this they replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. See, this man was already bold for Jesus Christ. He did not fully understand the things of God at that time, just like you and I don't fully understand the things of God and can quote certain theology. We don't fully know it all. But this man was willing to stand up for Jesus, knowing that he was going to be thrown out of the synagogue, out of the church, so to speak. He was willing to stand up for Jesus and being a fresh believer too. Even his parents threw him under the bus, left him because they didn't want to be thrown out of the synagogue. I remember when I became a believer, I had several people thought I was crazy. They thought I was crazy. Kind of put a strain on some of my relationships within my family, but I know the truth. I knew that I was once blind, but now I can see. This man stood up for Christ. He was thrown out of the church. We just read that in verse 34. To this they replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. These religious people. See, friend, it's not about knowing deep, deep, deep theology. It's not about knowing your books of the Bible. It's not about knowing each and every verse in the Bible and memorize. It's not about that. Because the Pharisees, that's how it was to them. But it's all about a relationship with Jesus. That's what it's all about. And after the man got kicked out of the synagogue, Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Verse 36, "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You now have seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Friend, where's your relationship at with Jesus? Is it all about just head knowledge? Or are you applying what you do know? Are you spending time with him? It is so much more than just head knowledge of Jesus. But it's heart knowledge. And applying the things that you do know of God into play in your own life. You can win all the Bible trivia games you want. You can win them. You can win the grand prize. You can know all the answers. But God's not interested in you knowing all the answers. He's more interested in you living the answers. Living out the Word of God through your actions and through your words and through your responses. He's not interested in you winning the next Bible trivia contest at church. He's more interested in your relationship with him. All I do know is I was blind, but now I see. And he gave glory to God.
Yeah.
love that. I love it. Well, thank you so much for letting me be part of your Thursday. It is always an honor to sit behind this microphone each and every Thursday. Don't forget Mark Burns sitting behind this exact microphone tomorrow with Mark and Friends tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. And don't forget, I love to meet you, shake your hand, just get to know you a little bit and enjoy some fellowship Tuesday night at the Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign. Anytime between 4:30 and 6:30, come with some of your friends, family members, come alone, as nobody will eat by themselves, because I'd love to sit next to you and enjoy some tiramisu and some of those breadsticks. They're delicious soup. I love it. So again, that's Tuesday, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign, 30 East Anthony Drive in Champaign. You can find out more about that event by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and remember that you are salt, and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.